You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I think whatever he puts his mind to, I think he's going to go out there and cheat. He has the right mindset to go out there and dominate. He has to dominate every single rep, so it's been great, man. But there's been a lot of other guys out there that have been shining. I mean, you got guys like my boy Fat, Keon. Hakeem. There's a lot of guys out there. I mean, Ja'Kai, Jalen. I mean, there's been tons of guys out there. Darion, Deuce. I mean, a lot of guys have been out there and making plays besides Malik. So it's been a great group of guys to throw to.
You're the veteran in this quarterback room, you know, working with a lot of younger guys and stuff like that. What has it been like to, you know, right off the bat, just step into kind of a leadership role and working with, you know, a group that might be a little bit younger?
Yeah, I would even look at it like that. Yeah, I think for me, man, I look at almost myself. Yeah, I'm an older guy. I played in a little bit of games here and now, but for me, man, it's my first year in the offense. There's guys here like Brock, like D-Mac, like Big Mike that have been in this offense for over a year now, known this offense a lot more than me, so I try and look at them, ask them questions, different stuff like that. So for me, yeah, I bring my experience from the game here, time to time, and share my thoughts whenever I want, whenever I try to give as much knowledge as I can. But for me, man, I think it's been great in the quarterback room because a lot of guys open, willing to share knowledge. Coach Tokars does a great job of just having all the guys in the quarterback room just be able to be brothers in that room and for us to grow closer.
How great is that, though, to have that relationship with them, even though, again, you're a veteran, but you're kind of a new veteran, and to have kind of that leadership? What is that dynamic like, and just how cool is it that you guys feed off of each other so much?
I think it's great, man. I think that's only going to make us better. I think as the time goes, the closer we get, the more and more reps we get out there with the quarterback group. But at the end of the day, man, you want to be able to push and be able to be great. I think everyone in the room wants to be great. I know that's my goal. I want to be a great football player, great quarterback. So I think everyone does a good job of just feeding off each other, to be able to push each other, to be able to reach each and everyone's expectations of themselves.
You mentioned Coach Tokar. It's only been two practices so far, but what's it been like, early impressions of working with him?
I think my first impression with Coach Tokar, after two practices, that he really cares. He has a soft spot for football. He really loves the game, and that's something I appreciate. And then he loves to teach. So he'll take extra time out of his day for us to be able to know exactly what we want to know, from the installs to the practice. We take just a little bit of time, send you a text here and there, like, hey, what'd you think about this, and ask questions. For me, as a quarterback, that's all you want. You want someone that believes in you, is able to teach you and be able to lead you and then push you to be great. So Coach Tokar, for me, man, he's been great for me his first two practices.
Have you – just what you've seen of the offense so far, the install, I mean, mm-hmm. is it what you hoped it was going to be? I mean, can you see how you're going to fit in it?
Yes, sir, 100%, yeah. I think Coach Norvell, Coach Atkins, and all the offensive staff do a great job. I mean, the offense has been great. The one thing I like a lot is that in the offense, they give us a lot of checks, a lot of stuff. They put a lot of stuff in the quarterback's hands to be able to switch the play, get us in the right play. Yeah, we haven't been doing too much, but what we talked about, it's been great. So for me, I'm thankful for that. And they have a lot of knowledge. That's one thing I was excited to come here, excited to learn from a new group of offensive staff, learn a new offense, and just be able to grow my mind for the game of football.
You had said that you grew up respecting Florida State as a brand, as
a
school.
100%.
What was it like putting on the helmet and coming out here? I mean, I know it's just practice, but could you feel it?
No, definitely, man. You could feel the tradition. You could feel the excitement. You could feel the rich heritage they have. I mean, it's a winning program. I mean, everyone in the country knows Florida State and knows what they represent, what the Seminoles mean. And for me, man, it's a true honor to be able to be here at Florida State, be able to be a Seminole, to be able to put on the garnet and gold, be able to put on that helmet and go out there each and every day I step on the field, man. I want to just put my best foot forward for everybody here, for the Seminole fans, for the coaching staff, and most importantly for my Heavenly Lord Savior, my Jesus Christ. So every day I step out there, I just want to be able to do it for him and then all the people that have worn the garnet and gold before me.
With
What's the next step for DJ to become the great quarterback you want to be?
Yeah, I think growing and taking that step each and every day. I think having that growth mindset to be able to improve each and every day. Every day is not going to be perfect. You're never going to have a perfect practice, but each and every day you want to strive to have that perfect practice. And I think when you compile days upon days of perfect, perfect mindset, great determination, great effort, and stuff like that, it'll lead to be able to have one of those games that are damn near perfect. So for me, man, I want to grow each and every step of the day, just taking one step at a time, not trying to look too far ahead, but just focus on a couple things each and every practice, trying to get better at that. And then by the end, by the season starts, I'll be able to be in great shape.